sidewalks.
Poor people in the city. Find some way to do that right back.
Two by two, brother. We'll break it. Two by two.
I'll be a
stop. Thank you.
Two by two.
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 Find your
card. Two by two. You got more than one person.
Two by two, get back, everybody back in line, back.
Turn left here.
Come on, guys.
Hey, Clinton.
All the signs have to disappear.
No, we gotta get back in line, so.
Miss Ralph?
Are we ready?
Have you seen? Not yet. Have you taken? Yep.
We gotta get rid of all the signs.
Huh?
Get rid of all the signs.
Can you get this picture with you?
Sure.
I'm with the children. I like that. You coming with us? Where are you from?
This news, we're doing a live stream of the action y'all are doing today. Could I ask you some questions on camera while we're
sure.
Cool. So you can just look directly at the camera.
Okay, cool.
So hi, can you tell us who you are and what you're doing here today?
My name's Nick and
my
name's Nick. I'm here with the Poor People's Campaign, a national call for a moral revival, because I'm poor and I want some change.
Can you talk to us about why this movement is so important? Maybe speak even louder. Sorry, it's hard to hear.
Well, I would say this movement's so important because it is pushing against this racial division agenda, this agenda that keeps us poor. It's non-partisan, non-party political movement that is goal-oriented and specific. It's necessary, the changes we're calling for, and I think the only way we can do it is using the tactics that this campaign is calling for, you know.
Thank you.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'll take the money from this, my
partner. Yo. Go into the capital because make sure you have nothing with you to eat. Make sure you have nothing to drink. Really water. You want to finish it up before you go in. Make sure you have nothing sharp in there. So you want to hang on to a pleasant property in hand. Make sure it's empty before you get to the front of the line. Any questions about anything like that?
This is Rabbi Jonah Pesner, the director of the Religious Action Center for Reform Judaism, coming to you live from our nation's capital this year. The fourth
I like what you said, Brian.
No, 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 man. I'm not
what state are you from?
Virginia.
I'm here because I'm tired of seeing as many of myself and my fellow people struggling out here, guys. It's like, we're supposed to be uplifting each other, and these people are sitting here letting us work our tails off, and we're not getting compensated for it.
But you might, there's a
bare minimum. We're out here trying to make change for everyone. We're trying to make change for better. We're trying to get better.
All right, guys, if you're moving forward, if you give me a few pages, 2x2 line for us, you're going to make my coworkers job a lot easier. Give you guys all the building
care to speak to what we're doing here today?
Who are you?
Now this news.
Where's that?
Digital.
Sure.
Yeah? Cool. I just asked that you use a loud voice.
Okay. No mic. Is this a loud voice?
Yes.
Okay. What should I say? Okay.
You look right here. So, hi. Can you tell us what you're doing here today?
Sure. I'm Rabbi Elise Wechterman with the Reconstructionist Rabbinical Association, and I am here to bring attention to systemic racism, to the injustices of our voting system, to the plight of indigenous peoples, to the unfair treatment of immigrants, and for the many ways that our system is rigged against all of the people on the margins, and that is not what this country should be about, and what I want this country to be about, or what I believe it should be about. And I'm here as a religious person, a person of faith, to make sure that we spread the message that we're all part of one people, God's people.
And can you talk to us about the different religious groups and leaders who have gathered here today?
There are leaders from lots of different Christian traditions, several different Jewish denominations. I myself am a Reconstructionist rabbi. There are Reform rabbis. There are pastors and ministers from many different Christian churches. I'm not sure if there are any imams here. I know that there are Native American and indigenous people here. So it is across the religious and communal traditions of the American people, which really is a diverse fabric of many, many hearts.
Great. And lastly, can you just tell us where we're going right now?
We are working our way into the Capitol, where we're going to bring attention to these issues to our elected officials who have not been acting in our best interest.
Thanks so much.
Now this. Now this.
Because out in the mall in front of the Capitol, like, who looks like they're angry with me?
Bet they won't let us pass.
That dog got nice. Yeah, the dog looks super cool.
They have to let
us. Yes,
because I never built a house like this. I've been in here many times. Yeah, on Abraham Lincoln's Day, you could just walk in and say hello to the president. Hey, Fred, how you doing? I don't think I'd want to walk in and his office. He's really the only one president in my lifetime I want to meet.
Thank you. You got it turned up.
Every step, we got to keep making a little bit at a time. See, once you're upstairs,
my last break.
You can walk around.
All right. Yeah.
The boxes. Once you're upstairs, you can walk around.
Sorry.
You can get that stuff right. So, no need to block the hall.
IDs or passes? Where's your pass at, boss? You got your ID or pass? You got your ID or pass? Okay, well, you might as well step out. So you get one, you're not going. Okay, thank you.
Who has another? You got one?
You
got to
get the sticker like they have. Oh, wait, that's okay.
We got another. So you have somebody else?
Okay.
It's not as bad.
Elevator to the right.
What
one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Yes, get on. Yeah, we're in the cabin of the elevators now. With the first group, there were about 8 more groups that will be joining us. So.
You guys, are you home? Go ahead. I got it. What do you got? I got it. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
We got 2 groups in the room behind us.
How many groups do you have?
Yoked to me.
Oh, you yoked to me. How do you say that?
Hineni.
Hineni. You all allowed me to get So just so you'll know, what's going on here is actually happening now all on the East Coast. In about 31 states. The focus is all on systemic racism and voter suppression as the penetration point for addressing the issue of racism. And what we're doing today is showing how systemic racism or voter suppression connects to the lack of living wages, the lack of health care, because every state that suppressed the vote also elected people who refused to expand living wages, who have refused to expand Medicaid. Every state that is a voter suppression state is also a state that has attacked the LGBTQ community, has voted draconian laws as it relates to our Latino brothers and sisters and immigrants. So there's this direct correlation. And what we're saying is you have to deal with racism, but it can't just be when a Charlottesville happens or when somebody says the N-word. You have to look at policy-related racism. And all across this country, you know, right now everybody's guessing what Russia did, and some people are making pretty good guesses. But we know really what voter suppression has done. We know that 31% of African Americans in Alabama have been blocked from the right to vote or suppressed. We know 250,000 people are suppressed the right to vote in Wisconsin. We know that the Supreme Court ruled that for 4 years, North Carolina was under surgical racism. We know that. That's not a guess. And so what is one of the shameful things is that we're having all the conversation about Russia, which should be some. But the headline, we believe, ought to be voter suppression and how people use voter suppression to get elected. Many poor white voter suppression to get elected. Once they get elected, they pass policies that hurt mostly the people that elected them. In the top poorest states in this country are so-called red states. You know, poor state, and that's the story that which in my state, there are 1.9 million poor people, 600,000 poor children. The people that got elected to our legislature through voter suppression and racist gerrymandering, what did they do? They refused to raise the living wage, even though 80% of North Carolinians wanted to be raised. They denied Medicaid expansion. 500,000 people were denied, but 340,000 of them are white. Now, why as a black person am I saying that? Because too long we have racialized poverty. And the game has been to say that poverty is because of these black and brown people that are immoral and not doing such and such a thing, and they're the cause of your poverty, to working class poor white people. And the fact of the matter is, poor white people, poor black people, poor brown people, working class black people, working class white people, working class brown people are all facing the same groups, the same attitude, the same suppression. And we know that once you organize black, brown, and poor white people together, and right now in this country, you register 30% of the unregistered black voters in the South, if they connect to progressive whites and progressive brown people, you can fund them to change around 4 to 5 summers next year, North Carolina, Georgia, Mississippi, Texas, Florida, Virginia. If that happens, the whole politics changes in this country. And so we can't talk about systemic poverty without dealing with the issue of systemic
racism. This is Dr. Peter Bass.
Filipino people, for Native people, and for white people. And so we're here, and we're also the state capital across this country, making our voices heard, saying we've been silent for far too long, but we are not going to be silent anymore, and that we're going to come together and stand together and raise our voices together, and we're going to keep on coming back until our demands are met.
That's why this campaign has 3 points. I want Rabbi Preston to say a word. The first thing we have to do is break through the narrative. I want the media to check this out. How many stories have you had on voter suppression and the impact of the election? How many stories have talked about us having less voting rights today than we had 50 years ago without the full protection of the Voting Rights Act and pretend?
That 1 in 3 black men go to jail in America while 1 in 17 white men go to jail. That is a radical inequality that we have to address because we know that our nation can do better than that. When we think about interrelated, that's the systemic racism we have to overcome.
So, can everybody with the armed bands come in?
Can I have all the media back up just a little bit, please?
Do y'all have
it? We have everybody backed up, about 5 faces, please.
Who has the papers? Anybody have the list?
Hey, I got one.
Anybody with wristbands, come over here.
We need to encourage you, if you all would, to try to help us free to go in and fill out groups of people. A clergy with 8 people. A clergy with at least 8 people. And then what we need to do is not going to the door. We're going to make one circuit around and ask permission. And then after that, we're going to begin to pray. We're going to do it first. But we stop. You know, see what I'm saying? But stay together. We're going to pray. And we may change it up depending. Just watch. Just listen to it. But back up. We're going to walk. We're going to move to
Yeah.
Get in 2x2, the 3x3.
Rodney.
Trying to deliver these demands to the Poor People's Campaign. we've decided we're not just going over to the offices where they hardly are. This is where they are. And this is often where we try to come. So we need to ask that police. Liz, you want to do it? Those of you that are able, in a minute, just watch our lead. We got the man's here. Gracious God, we are here today.
We are here today.
In your name.
In your name.
In the name of justice.
In the name of justice.
We've come to pray.
We come to pray.
Some of us will stand.
Some of us will stand.
Some of us now will kneel.
Some of us now will kneel.
But we've come to pray.
But we come to pray.
In this place.
In this place.
We pray.
We pray.
And we demand.
We demand.
The immediate.
The immediate.
And full.
And full.
Restoration.
Restoration.
And expansion.
And expansion.
The Voting Rights Act.
The Voting Rights Act.
Free spirits.
Ending surgical racism.
We come to pray.
We come to pray.
And demand.
And demand.
Early voting.
Early voting.
Same day registration.
Same day registration.
Automatic registration at 18.
Automatic registration at 18.
And an end to racial gerrymandering.
And an end to racial gerrymandering.
Our democracy is in trouble.
Our democracy is in trouble.
And we come to demand.
And we come to demand.
This is Inspector Eric Walton of the United States Capitol Police. You are engaging in illegal demonstration activity. You need to cease and desist or you'll be arrested. This is your first warning.
Excuse me.
Wage increases.
We pray.
We pray.
And we demand.
The removal.
The
financial
management position. Of emergency financial management position.
We demand
a
just immigration system.
A just immigration system.
This includes providing timely citizenship process.
That guarantees
the right to vote.
All right.
side of the speaker line's off there.
Not a big
Thank you. No.